the form's not good. Saturday's performance, it doesn't matter how you try and dress it up, it was a something at home. They could have been 5-0 down by the break, and really supporters starting to lose patience. The bookies will be well up on everything that's happening. They'll know that there's a little bit of unrest in the camp. They'll know the supporters aren't happy, and they know this is the time when clubs make decisions ahead of transfer windows opening. So really no surprise at all that Gary, who's been under pressure now for about a good month, really is under intense pressure now over this and the next 24 hours.
Gary Monk was a fan's favourite. Where's it all gone wrong?
That's right. I mean, as a player, Gary's been fantastic for the club. As a manager, he's been fantastic for the club. He took them on at a time when they were in trouble. He kept them in the Premier League. He had a great year last year. But this season, the first, well, probably 6-7 games of the season, you know, it was okay, but it really has not just gone wrong, but gone wrong almost overnight and in all areas of the field. The team at the moment just look a pale reflection of the side that beat Manchester United at the Liberty a couple of months ago. And where's it gone wrong? Well, there's probably a long list of places that it has gone wrong. And certainly, I think the players need to have a good, hard look at themselves, as well as maybe Gary reflecting on some of the sort of formations and tactics that he's deployed.
Do you think the Euro qualifiers were a distraction and there was also World Cup action? Do you think all of that during that 12-month period basically causes maybe sometimes disharmony with players having to come back and fit back into Premier League roles?
Yes, I think so. I think that's high on the list. I mean, Swansea were going fine until the international break, just after that Man United game that I mentioned. And the players have gone off. The Welsh players have gone away. They've had the euphoria of qualifying for the Euros. That, I'm sure, is on some of their minds. Some of them are probably exhausted. They've played football through the summer for the international countries as well, and possibly at times need a rest. You don't get a rest at Premier League level. And I think all those things get in there. They're all factors of it. Swansea haven't been the same since that early international break this season. And it's a question of, can Gary put it right? It's going to be a tough call for anybody. The big question, as you say, is whether he's now going to get the time.
Swansea City, the club, have always rewarded loyalty, haven't they? Hence why Gary Monk's there, Alan Curtis is there. Is it time for a change of the guard? And are we looking at a type of character like a Jurgen Klopp, maybe even Brendan Rodgers coming back?
I think when we do move on from Gary Monk, we have to look and see who is the best person out there. Swansea have for so long tried to promote from within. I think it's now they're reaching a stage. They're on a world stage where they have to look for the world's best. If there's somebody out there who's available that can come in, it doesn't really matter whether they've played for Swansea in the past. They just have to be the best person for the job. So, yes, I think the net, when it is cast next, needs to go far and wide.
And Anthony, even if they get through this period, they get somebody to replace Gary, can the boys come back from this, or are they still facing relegation?
They can come back from it. There's no doubt. They're a good side. And as I've said, it went wrong almost overnight. It can be turned round not quite that fast. I think it'll take probably 6 or 7 weeks to turn this one round properly. But these are good players. They've shown that. They're quality players that can play together. You look at the start of the season. They beat Man United. They drew at Chelsea. They got some good results at the start of the campaign. They had a great season last year. They are good players. They can put this right. They can avoid relegation. At the moment, though, they're in a slump of confidence that I think there's going to be a radical overhaul in order to turn it round.
If there is a change at the top, I guess you've known Gary a long time. Pay him a fitting tribute. What will people remember him for?
Gary Monk is Gary Monk. Gary Monk is the person who stretched his leg out to divert a ball in the playoff finals onto the post and keep Swansea on course for the Premier League. Gary Monk's the kind of player that no matter what injuries he's had in the past, whatever has been going on in the past, he has put himself out there for Swansea City. He's battled back from serious injuries in his career. He's a born fighter. There'll be nobody hurting more at the way Swansea are at the moment than Gary Monk, I can tell you that. And there'll be nobody working harder than Gary Monk. It's just, unfortunately, at the moment, that work isn't bringing any dividends.